Kedvach. I figured we would go back to Siman Kuf Samach Beis. We just did Kuf Ayin Hey, which talks about Dinim of Poiskin. Kuf Samach Beis talks about Saw B'Saw, which is very similar Kalalim, Kuf Samach Beis. Similar Dinim, we're going to have to contrast the two, but the Yisoidis are very similar. We've been discussing it from time to time anyway. It's about time we just do it straight rather than Biramuiza. The Indian of Saw B'Saw needs just a shtickle akdama, which we're probably familiar with, a lot of it at least. First of all, Saw B'Saw is only an Issa Midrabanan. If I lend you a saw and it goes up in value, I lend you a pound of apples and it goes up in value, you're supposed to deliver me back a pound of apples in 3 months' time, and at that time the apples are worth more, that's only going to be an Issa Midrabanan. And what's the reason why Saw B'Saw is Midrabanan? If you look in different Mefarshim Rishonim, you see different types of pshat and why Saw B'Saw is only Asa Midrabanan. I would like to discuss the two basic taimim. The very first reason is just, could be Balabatish, but there are Rishonim on Mashmah like that, is that when I lend you money, so what I'm lending you is the value. I'm lending you a dollar, so that means we now know it's a dollar value. If I ask for a dollar, 10 back, I see ribbis, I see a tesefis, and that's a problem. When you're lending an item, when you're lending an amount, that is, when you're lending apples, an amount of apples, so it's a share of a midah. I'm lending you a midah to you, a pound, a saw, and I'm expected to get back a saw, regardless of the price. It means in alpi halacha, alpi Torah, midaraisa, there is no issa saw b'saw. It's kuf samach beis. There is no issa saw b'saw. Midaraisa, because whatever you give me back, no matter what it's worth, since you gave me the exact amount that I gave you, that's only going to be also midarabanan. It's a saw for a saw. We're talking about amounts, not dollars, so who cares about the value? That could be one pshat in the Rishonim. The other pshat is that no, avada saw b'saw is also a problem. We always look at the value, the underlying value of the item, and if it's going to be paid back and more, l'chay, it should be ribbis. But the reason why it's only also midrabanan is because we look at the shas halva. If at the time of the halva I lent you a saw and it was only worth a dollar, who cares later on when you give me back the saw, it's worth a dollar ten. It doesn't make a difference. I'm giving you a dollar right now at the time of the ketzitza, at the time of the halva, and we're making up at the time of the halva, you have to give me back this saw, which is also only worth a dollar. So grade, it will go up. Grade happens to not be able to go down as well. But right now, Ba'ashehu, according to the psika that we made, there's no inherent ribbis because it's a dollar value for a dollar. Later on, if a grade goes up, so that will be awesome. Midrabanan, to give me back more as a tesefis. But b'yisaydoi, there is nothing wrong with the upmach that we have. There's no ribbis katsutsa. Everything is fine. It's a saw which worth a dollar to be paid back a saw which is right now only worth a dollar. So it's a saw b'saw. It's an equal deal. So that's only awesome. Midrabanan.
According to this chat, if you know for sure will go up, it's also
midrabanan. So that could be the difference. We once discussed in Kufayin Gim, I believe it was, or maybe Kufayin Hey, when that it could be a nafka mina between these two pshatim. If I make up, here's a saw, and you have to pay me back a saw in a different markham, and I know payers over there are worth more. Here's a saw in Lakewood, and pay me back with a saw in Brooklyn. And I know the price in Brooklyn is worth more than the price in Lakewood. So even though it's a saw b'saw, but according to the second pshat, we might have a problem of a daraisa on your hands. It means according to the first pshat, it's the din is, you always look at the meat, the amount. I gave you a saw, I gave you a pound, you're giving me back a pound, regardless of where this pound is. But if you learn like the second shot, that we don't look at the amount, we always look at the underlying value, and it was worth a dollar. And right now, by Shehu, at the time of the Havo, I'm only committing myself to pay you back with a dollar of apples, that would be fine. But if at the time of the Havo, in your case, where I committed myself, I'll pay you back in Brooklyn, and over there we know it's already worth more, we know it's worth $1.50 there, then one could argue that this would be already an issa d'oraisa.
That could apply on currency as well.
But we're going to discuss. We're going to discuss Yemei Hashem currency. Right, 100%. It's good. So these are the two basic underlying reasons. Now, if you learn like the first shot, that it's an item for an item, an amount for amount, and that's why it's not asa midaraisa. You have to say the reason why it is asa midarabanan is because naniach in the deraisa we look at the amounts, but in the derabanan we look at the underlying value, and therefore we see a potential problem of being paid back more than what was lent out. So that's why they asked it midarabanan. Either way, it's also besos only also midrabbanan. Second nekuda, which is vechtik here, is that when we say sabesos also, we're not talking about l'seifa shodava that taket went up. If the taket went up, avad, it's going to be also. We have a different problem. That's like every ribbis mucheres or whatever is avak ribbis b'shas the paroi. What we're talking about now is you're not allowed to even go into such a deal. I can't tell you baro a saw to be paid back a saw. That itself, Chazal asked. Chazal asked such a upmak. Chazal prohibited such a deal because of the potential that it might go up in price and be ribbis later on. So they already asked the katzitza. Normally, on Isuri de Rabbonon, we don't have a problem with the katzitza. At Shuman, we know it's also, you're not allowed to simon, you're not allowed to even make go into a deal of ribbis. They asked even the upmak, the deal itself. Here, Chazal asked the deal, even though it's a ribbis de Rabbonon, they said, you're not allowed to go and land the sabbatha, even if the Sefer Shodav and nothing went wrong. The Sefer Shodav, the apple stayed the same price. 3 months later, everything was the same. You were still over in Issa. The Issa was, you're not allowed to go into such a deal. You're not allowed to go bimal v'sa b'sa.
So you have to specify that if it's going to go.
Oh, we're going to discuss. That's tonight, Mezzeh Shem.
Over there is also the Psyche
by Poskin, by Endo, and Loyal. No, okay, you're right. They were on the Psyche as well. I'm asking. 100%. I'm just saying, but not here we're making an Issa on the Psyche itself. What we're discussing tonight in Yetzir Shem is going to be the deal itself, the Psyche itself. Now, the standard to attain, which we found by other cases like by Poskin, we're going to have over here as well. One is that if you have Yeshloy, if the person has a saw already, if I lend you a saw of apples and you already have a saw of your own, you're asking for the second pound of apples, I lend you eggs and you already have some eggs yourself, so you have the heter of Yeshloy, that's a standard heter, and we're going to see another heter that if it's Yotza Hashar, that if it already has a shar out, the same two heterim that we found by Paiskin, if you already have the shar out and it's easily accessible, you can get it, purchase it in the market, so that will also be a heter to be borrow a saw. So when I borrow the saw, it's not a problem, because I could easily get us on the market as if it's Yeshle, whatever the svaras are that we discussed by Paiskin. Sorry?
The borrow can get a saw.
Well, we discussed by Paiskin, you need both. The borrow could get the saw, and the lender could have easily gotten a saw. Now here, you don't even need the saw. But there, the reason why you need Yotza Hashar is because the lender was being Paiskin. He was giving money. Here, he was giving actually a saw. The lender could have just held on to the saw in the first place. So he's gaining nothing. Means from the Rabbanan perspective, what did you two oif for the malva here? Nothing. What do you can tell me? You two oif that just in case the saw went up in value and you paid him with this still saw, but worth more, $1.50 pound of apples at the end of the day, the malva says, I don't need you. If it wasn't for you, I would have held on to the apples, stored in my warehouse, and it would be worth $1.50 anyway today. It means I would have capitalized on the appreciation without you. I didn't need to lend it to you. So you weren't doing me nothing. You weren't giving me any taiva. In fact, some achreinim, I believe the Levush over here says, a bitoy, that here's a case that you have a neshech beloy tarvis. Chazal asked Nezel Neshek at the beginning, why you need two psukim for, one for Neshek, one for Tarbis? Okay, what's Neshek, what's Tarbis? It's both the same thing. Neshek means that the borrower ended up losing out, he was bitten, and the Tarbis means that the Malva ended up gaining, he was paid back a Tesefis. So the Chazal want to know, what's Tarbis below Neshek, what's Neshek below Tarbis? If the Loiva lost out, then the Malva gained. If the Loiva didn't lose out, the Malva didn't gain, and you can't have one without the other. Mer tried to give a few examples that you could have, and Mer says at the end, every example doesn't work. If wherever you have Neshek, you have Tavris. If you don't have Neshek, you don't have Tavris. They're inseparable. Comes along with Levush and says, no, here is a case. Okay, they're abundant to go level, but here's a case that you could have Neshek below Tavris. Because from the perspective of the Malva, you're doing him no taiva. He's not getting any gain from it. There's no Tavris. For him, he could have held on to the saw of Paris and have the capital appreciation by himself. Who was gaining? I mean, who wanted the deal? Was the Loiva wanted the deal, and then Loiva's taka getting bitten, because the Loiva borrowed a saw, ate it up, and then 3 months later, when it's time for parayin, he's going to have to find out to get another saw from the market. At that time, the saw went up in value, so he's going to have to pay more to replace the saw of apples that he borrowed. So the Loiva is losing out. So you have a case where the Loiva got burnt, the Loiva has a neshek, but the Malva never really had a tarvis. It's a neshek b'loy tarvis. You could argue with the Levush is Hagdari here, but at least he wants to be mamzi that what we are playing around with now is a form of a neshek b'loy tarvis, where the loiva lost out, but the malva didn't gain anything from it. He could have done it by himself. So you have these two heterim of Yeshloi, and you have the heter of Yotza Hashar. And Yotza Hashar, we're going to discuss through the simin practical examples. I'm sure it's going through your mind. It's a standard shayla. Your wife is short the two eggs when she's baking a cake, and could she borrow eggs from her neighbor? She's going to pay back the eggs. Tomorrow she'll pay back the eggs, and might be worth more. You have a problem with sabah sah. That's on a very day-to-day type of a shayla. But you have shayla in another case as well. Like you had mentioned, recurrency. Yitzchem, I hope to discuss a few of them tonight. All right, let's start with Sif Aleph. Kuf Samach Beis. Zakta Mechaba, also Luvois Sa'a Bisa. It's prohibited to borrow Sa'a Bisa. Afilu Lekotsev Le Zman Peroin, even if you did not make a Zman Peroin. There are Chidushim why it would be us even without a Zman. One could have said, which we're going to see later on other sources, but one could have said that if I was Kaitsev Yuzman, you have to pay me back not before 3 months, whatever, 3 months' time. So at that point, you're out a longer distance of time. At that point, you know that the payers will be misyaker. So then it's easier to understand why there's an issa here. But you would think that if there's no zman proin, you could pay back right away, that there wouldn't be an issa. Kamashmal and the mechaba know that it's also luvoi so besa, afilu lekotsev lo zman leproin. Even if the guy has the ability to pay back tomorrow, you can pay him back no matter what. You can pay back later on this day. She's going to borrow the few eggs, and she's going to go right away to the grocery and pay you back a few hours later. You still might have a problem. If you don't have the other hetayim involved, you're going to have a problem of so besa. Even without any zman proin, it's awesome. Now again, like I mentioned in Nagdama, that it's also luvo. So we're already talking about at the time of the borrowing. The borrowing itself is already problematic. Nothing to do with what happens later on. The psik itself is prohibited. Another possible diik we could make in the Mechaba is the Mechaba says also luvo yisaw b'saw. It's prohibited to borrow a saw for a saw. The Mechaba doesn't say also lahalvo yisaw b'saw. Smashma that the Mechaba is talking to the loiva. What's the importance of this diak is that, as we know, we had earlier in Simanim, we know that generally ribis de rabbanan, it's a shaila, but the way pashas we go like ribis de rabbanan is only osa on the malva. Ribis de rais, we have psukim. If I get the chiddush chiddush Torah that they asked the Torah asked not only the malva from gaining on the ribis, but they asked the loiva also not to go into the deal. The loiva is now going to go into a ribis deal. If they both want to go into the deal willingly, they're still both over yisurei deraisa. That's not a heta. When it came to ribis de rabbanon, the chazal wanted to make a get and not to come to ribis deraisa. Chazal felt that they only have to stop the malva. Because the loiva really doesn't gain from ribis. I mean, maybe gains because he now has the ability to have the alva, but that's not really the person you have to chap on. If you prohibit the malva from lending the ribis, then you'll take care of all the ribis problems. Because if there's no malva going to gain, he has a facing him, there's not going to be a alva beribis. You take two, you need the malva involved as well to get alva beribis. So they only answered the malva. The ikkar punkt was on the malva.
That's Bilvai. Bilvai is just
the loiva. And over here, Shteitan Mechaba, also Luvais, it's prohibited, it's also to borrow. It sounds like in the Mechaba that Lagabi, this Issa, even though we discussed it, clearly only Issa de Rabbanan, Lagabi, this Issa de Rabbanan, they made it even on the Loiva. Okay, you have to know why, but in Lechari, it's the same we're doing in the Mishnah and Ayin Hay as well. This is coming from the Mishnah Ayin Hay. In the Mishnah Ayin Hay, when it sets out the Halacha, also talking to the Loiva. The Loiva shouldn't borrow and say that he's going to pay back, be Maisa Gair and whatever. Why are we talking to the loiva for? It should say that the malva shouldn't lend and say that he wants, expects payment back, b'shas ha-goyrin. It sounds like in the Mishnah as well that we're talking to the loiva. There's a ridva on Daf Mem Dalid, on Mbav Metziah, that Nemzon for Pshitis, Teich Lushayne, maybe it's occurring from the Deek of the Mishnah. He says it's of a Pashatu that the Issa of Luva Sabisa is an Issa on the loiva as well. Not only on the malva, there's an Issa on the loiva. The only thing is that the Rava takes this as a raya to argue with the Rishonim. Now, many Rishonim hold that Ribis Durabon, like we said, is, and that's what we paskin, is only us on the Malva. And the Tzvah says, how you talking? How could you tell me that Ribis Durabon is only us on the Malva if I see clearly by Sabbath, everyone knows that this is on the Loiva as well? So how could you tell me Ribis Durabon is only on the Malva? So the Tzvah didn't have that Chilik, or any Chilik, whatever you want to mention, but Lamaisa, the Tzvah Nimnam Papshit is that at least this is a zikr asa on the laiva, and from here you learn down to all other yisurim, the rabbanon as well.
It should always be like my yidur
laistik. Oh, so that's true. That's right. I'll mention that. 1 second. But the other yishayim who are machalik, the other yishayim never on that we there is no is on the laiva. Nevertheless, l'chaya, we don't find a mafur to argue with the Ritva's dig or his pshitas, wherever he came from, that this is on the laiva. And taka has the machab says asa lovas. And you correctly pointed out that even if you hold like the other yishayim, the way we paskin, that ribis the Rabban is not us on the loiva, only on the malva, but the Akronim are quick to add that Avada the loiva will have a potential if naiva problem. It means he won't have a direct ribbis the Rabbanan problem, but if you hold that there's lif naiva on Yisuri the Rabbanan, then the loiva will have this is of lif naiva. But Lagabi, these Yisurim, it sounds like from the Mechaba that's not just lif naiva, it's also Luva Sabasa. The Issa the Rabbanan of Sabasa was said on the loiva as well.
Because of what you said before, the malve has nothing to gain. That's why the
Yisur
goes on the
laive
by
solo. Let me explain what you're saying. If I got you correct, you're trying to suggest a reason why. Very nice. A reason why all isure derabonon are only on the malve because that was enough to nab the malve. But you want to say that this issa they had to nab the laive as well. Because had they nabbed the malva alone, that wouldn't do it. The malva here is not the one who's standing to gain. Because like the lavusha we just said before, that the malva could say, "What? I didn't need you. I could have held on to the pears myself, stored them, and gained on the appreciation." So the malva is really not the one who's trying to profit here. It's really the loiva who's the only one trying to get this deal going. So therefore, here Chazal figured that they will nab the loiva. I hear. Very nice. Very nice.
It's not going to be there. It's not going to get anything by it.
So when he has the problem of gaining rights, you have to tell the malva, you know, be careful. Yeah, for sure he won't do it. He doesn't miss her.
Right. No, but he's saying that Chazal are trying to choke the guy who's causing the deal.
If the malva knows all he's going to get if he is just an isser, for sure he wouldn't do it.
100% that if he, Avada, I don't think that Moshe means to say that the isser is only in the leva. Clearly the isser is signed in the leva, signed in the malva. But he wants to say, why over here the Chazal hit the loiva. All over they didn't hit the loiva, and here they hit the loiva. It's because all over it's the malva who's really the one standing to gain. It's the loiva who's just party to the deal. So they hit the malva. Here, the malva is not the one really standing to gain, so therefore they had to hit the loiva.
Double whammy. He gains nothing, and he has misery. It'd be a very strong deterrent for
him. 100%. No, I'm not, it would be a deterrent, but you want to know, when the Chazal conveyed this, that they're getting the guy who caused the deal. Here, we believe that the life is the cause of the death.
I don't know who wrote the Simonim on top, but the Yisr Shloim Lahal.
I told you, I'm masking, 1 second, I'm masking, very nice thing, but I'm masking that the Yisr Zikr on the Malva as well. But I'm just saying that contrast to all other Isurei Ribbits, which is only on the Malva, this one is on the Leva as well. I like this one. I didn't see it anywhere, but I like this
one. It's
not
on the Malva at all.
One second. One second. The other Moshe has a riot from the Gadiham to be on the Malva. But you look at the Simon, it says, Shaloi Lahavisav Vitah. You see, it's on the Malva as well. Very nice. Okay. Fine. But that's my Shmois and Machab that this is on the Leva as well. Good. The Chain. Called over, it's not just sob, it's not just pay, it's any metalphon, any item. For that matter, in the Gemara's Mavur, even Maddeyes, Shal Nechoshes, and according to Rai Vishayim, or many Vishayim, even Maddeyes Shal Zob. Anything other than silver currency at the time of Chazal, anything but currency, and they determined that only silver currency is currency, anything else is considered pay, and it runs into the problem of the Issa of Sob Besa. That's the chutz. Chutz min madei kesef, except for silver currency, hayoytei oz baitza, that's being circulated then, it's nitin loitza, that's considered currency. And the reason why they never asked that currency, if you lend a dollar and get back a dollar, in Chazal's mind, when we know that the price fluctuates, what's the cause of the price to fluctuate? Chazal give a beautiful title. They say that currency can't fluctuate. Currency is the medium. Currency is the determining factor, that's the measurement. So that can fluctuate. Well, fluctuates is all the pays that are against the currency. So whatever currency is there, which they determine to be the Ica currency, the silver currency, that currency can never fluctuate. So if your price of table went up, but the table went down, it's not because the dollar went down or the dollar went up. The reason why the table price changed is because the table went up or the table went down. So I give you a table, I lend you a table, so to speak, and you're to be paid back with a different table, and the table has the potential going up. There'll be an issa, safa, saw. Because if the table went up, it's a table that went up, so you're giving me more value in the table that you're returning to me. Mashenkin, if I lend you a dollar, and this dollar was able to buy one table, and by the time you give it back to me the dollar, that dollar can now buy two tables, it's not because the dollar went up. It's because the tables went down. The dollar stayed the same. So currency is fine. Anything but currency.
Well, it's like that. Because years ago, 30 years ago, if you earned $50 a week, you could support the whole family. $50 is...
Today, currency goes, its depreciation, its value is because of other mechanisms in... Okay, and the price can discuss of it. But you always look, in Hilchos Ribbis, you have to always peg and determine what a currency is. That's above the Issa Sabah Sa. Everything below that, anything which is paid, already has an Issa Sabah Sa. And therefore, it could be even forms of currency. As long as the currency is not the Ikka currency. Like I said, Nechoshis, the Shach points out, if you look in Sifkat and Gimel, the Shach points out, Lafuku Meinu Yoytzi Oz, the Mechab is coming to exclude what happens if the currency is not going out then. Let's say you had a coin and now the Melech was puzzled, the Ava Bisho Yoytzi Yitzas Mikoydim to go in Matbeach and Nifzal Ota. It used to be the currency and now they change. You had Shkolim in Eretz Yisrael, now they made Shkolim Kadoshim. A shekel chodesh, right? So the old shekelim are no longer. So you could have those old coins. It could be metal, but it doesn't make it. Could be silver. Filo. That's not no longer currency. It's not currency which is current today. It's not currency which goes around. So that's already now going to be regulated with the hilchos of Paris. Currency is above it. It's only the currency which is yaitzim. So that's what he mentioned. That's what I would like to discuss now. Kum toitzim the makab that you always have to dan. You always have to dan the currency, what's considered the Ikka currency. So the Chaz Nish, or other Achronim as well say, that in every Mokum, you have to dan the Mokum. So in America, the dollar is the Ikka currency. So all foreign currency in America would be considered Paris. And Lidagis in Eretz Israel, where the Shkolim are the Ikka currency, so anything but Shkolim will be considered foreign currency. Everyone has a joke, dollars in Eretz Israel are more Yaitu Batsa than Shkolim. Hey, it's a good joke, but it's not true. But in Eretz Israel, so Shkolim would be the currency, and anything but Shkolim is considered Paris. So here you have a practical application of Sabasa. If you're in America, let's say it's, I can't say B'choyim, but it's definitely frequent, I see it very often, a guy is going to Eretz Israel, going even to Canada, okay? And right now he wants to have some Shkolim, some Canada, he wants them comes Canadian dollars, whatever. He wants to have some currency, then when he lands, he can pay the tax, he can buy whatever he needs to buy till he changes his dollars, right? So he goes over to a friend who, let's say, is a Canadian or an Eretz Israel, just came back from Eretz Israel and has extra Shkolim. Could you do me a favor, give me some Shkolim, I'll pay you back when I get back. So he's borrowing here Shkolim. So in America, Shkolim have a dinner pays, goes to Eretz Israel, comes back, and then pays him back. So he's borrowing Shkolim and paying back in Shkolim in America. Both are taking place in America. Both have a dinner pays. That is also also b'sa. That is a problem. When you borrow, now we're going to see Hetayim how to get around it. But that in itself, we're going to have a problem of sa b'sa. Without any Hetayim, you have a problem of sa b'sa using foreign currency.
What would you say about two Americans living in, they're in Eretz Israel at the time,
then they come over? If you have two Israelis, the guys in front of Tim Kate's Dalka, two Israelis talking to each other, and they want to lend each other Shkolim, right? At that point, right now, in America, it's all governed by the Makom you are, Hakol Kafiyam Makom, right? So right now, in this Makom, dollars are currency, so therefore, Shkolim are considered Paris. If you borrow Shkolim to be paid back with Shkolim, that's going to be us, Al-Sal B'Sal. Okay, Yad Sashar we're going to discuss. I don't believe you have a major Yad Sashar because the share fluctuates. And we're going to discuss. Sorry?
It's my question when people borrow dollars in Eretz Yisrael.
I know, but the, you want to know, could I buy a dollar? It changes every single day. You go to the exchange rate, the exchange rate changes every single day in Eretz Yisrael. So you have to know if that's considered Yad Sashar.
The
dollars against the shkolim. This exchange rate, whatever it is, changes every day. So in Eretz Yisrael, we know shkolim is the currency. So the dollars are the pays that are changing. And in America, it's punk faket. In America, it'll be faket. And every country is like that. Every exchange rate, they change every day. It's not that. So we'll discuss. We'll have to discuss. You have to show what that has.
What about borrowing shkolim in America and then meeting the guy in Israel and paying him back his shkolim?
Okay, so that's a good shaila, and we've had this shaila a number of times. We could try to play it out. I don't have anything clear, but let's work it out. If you're borrowing shkolim here in America, and we deem shkolim here in America as Paris, so it means kum tois you borrowed Paris. So let's not talk about shkolim. You borrowed a table, and you had a mind that you're going to pay back this table instead of a day. You're going to pay back with shkolim in Eretz Yisrael. So that's really what you have to be magda. What? So does he have the ability to pay you back here with shkolim? If he has the ability to pay back here with shkolim, so then it's really governed as peretz b'peretz. It's going to be osa. But if he can't pay you back here as peretz, he has to pay you back only somehow. You make it that he could only pay you back in Eretz Yisrael when it's currency. So then you could try it down that you're borrowing peretz. I'm not asked to pay back money. So that's also going to be a what?
It's like
what?
The payment of the payment, the repayment is going to be in Israel. It's like saying, what are you going to pay me back? Duman.
Oh, that's right. We're not up to that yet. One second. We'll get it. Wait, I didn't do the end of the Maccabi yet. I stopped after my bear kesa yetzi. All right. So then you can start dining. Do you have the right to pay back in currency? Now that currency, if you tell me you can only pay back in that malkum and you can give it currency, then we can give different aids to make it work. But minatam, we have a problem now where currency is considered peris. Now what's the problem? Dr. Machaba, the shemi yisiakru, because maybe it will go up, v'nimsa, and then it will be nimsa shenetim lo yesim namah shoveo. So therefore they already acid now, right? It's mazikin Machaba. It's also luvois now, because of the chash of shemi yisiakru. It's already the issa is now about itself. What's the issa? Dr. Machaba, the issa is imloisha ya'asenu domin. We should now be kaveya price. We have a pound of apples. I'm telling you right now, even though I'm lending you a pound of apples, you should know the pound of apples is really, and what I'm doing is I'm lending you the dollar value of the apples, the underlying value of the apples. We are now agree upon that the price of these apples is a dollar. And then we, therefore, shim yisakru, this is what the deal is, shim yisakru, if they go up in price, still yitin lo esim adama, you're going to still give me back only the dollar. So even though the pairs go up to worth $1.50, you still only are mechuyev to give me back a dollar. It means we're really not doing a deal of saw b'saw. We're doing a deal of value, and we're limiting it. It's a dollar for a dollar. So the mail is never ribbit. Sorry? If the apples are worth only the dollar, fine. If the apples are worth more, so now you can have a problem. If he's...
Price comes down, taking 100 apples and giving back 105 apples.
That would be fine, because I'm being conveyed, I'm really doing the value of the apples. I'm doing the... Okay, we can discuss. I've got a personal discuss such a shayla, but in the yisayit, it's just a good take one yisayit at a time. In this yisayit, l'chay, once you make it into domim, it should be fine. What's the lumdis? So you can have different l'shaynis here. You could say it's stam, this is a regular mechira. I'm selling you a pound of apples. I'm not even lending you a pound of apples. What I'm doing really is I'm selling you the pound of apples. If we agree upon the price that now the apples are worth a dollar, so I'm lending you a dollar. Not betrayed, lending the dollar. I'm giving you the pound of apples, charging you a dollar, and extending you credit on that dollar. That's how I lent you the dollar. But there you saw it, what I did was, is I sold you the pound of apples. That's all I did. It was a regular mechira. It's mecha chomemka. Others want to say, no, that it could be that it's still considered a halva, but instead of being kaveya, that the halva is, that you have to pay me back with apples, it is still a halva. It's the mindset of halva, but I'm lending you the value of the apples, the shavakesef of the apples. I'm not lending you the actual apple itself. I mean, of course, I'm giving it to you, but that's not what I'm expecting in payment. I'm lending you the damim shabai, the value shabai. So then it's a regular halva. And as long as what I'm lending you, the underlying value is a dollar, and you're giving back a dollar, that's also fine. There are nafka minas in the price in between them, the Gabi Ribis Ktsutsa. I'd rather not get into it right now. But either way, what I'm doing is I'm not going into a deal with you, so that's why it's mata. However, vim loyo seo domim, let's say you blew it, you did an issa, you did sabasa, you didn't realize, and now it's come time for payment, v'nitiakru, and the apples went out, up, you're not allowed to pay. It means chutz from the issa shaboy that you have b'shas avah, even though you blew that, doesn't allow you to carry through with the deal. If a taka went up in price, you have a new issa to contend with, paying back ribbis, paying back extra. That tosefes is ribbis. So you're not allowed to do that either. So you'll have to pay back only the amount of the value that it was without shas avah from huzlu. But if it goes down in value, then noisin loy asah shoveil. Then you pay him back with the saw, which is worth less. So in this scenario, where you blew it, where you're over the issa, chalila, in that scenario, the loiva gets the benefit of the deal. He has the advantage. Because if it goes up, he's never going to pay more than the saw that he borrowed. But if it goes down, he need not pay the dollar that he borrowed. He can get, because since the deal was structured saw by saw, his whole chiv is only to pay back a saw. So even if the saw went down in value, that's all it's chiv. He only has to pay back that saw. If it went up in value, you saw it in choshe mishra, so to speak, he should maybe pay you back the saw. But in Hilchus Ribbis, he's now allowed to, because since it's worth more. Sorry? Well, let me go see through. You'll see not like that. 1 second. So, but if it goes up in value, beside the deal with saw b'saw, just then it's an issa ribbis. You're not allowed to pay that saw. So good. So you only pay what you're allowed to pay, which is the value that it was b'shas tahava initially. But if it goes down, you'll get away with paying the saw, the lower valued saw. Now this is only an issa d'rabbanan. So if Yitaka went through with the deal, the shach points out in Sifkatan Aleph, actually. So if Yitaka went through with the deal, if you didn't know, you didn't know you were doing an Issa, and you also didn't know you were doing an Issa, you went mamish through the deal, then it's too late. At that point, it's finished, it's Avak Ribbis, it's only Ribbis Rabbanan, and there's no Chazar, there's no Yitza B'dayonim. Yet, you might have, like we discussed early on, with other Yisuri D'Rabbanan and Avak Ribbis, you'll have a Chiv Lati Tidei Shemayim, the way the Ramah paskins, that you'll have a Chiv to give back B'din Shemayim. But B'din Adam, it's not going to be Ribbis Ksutza, which is Yaitse B'dayonim. All right. That's what I'm trying to say. It does work. You see, that you when you do pay, it does work. It's not... they didn't block the deal. Even by Ribbis Ksutza, it works. In Ribbis Ksutza, the guy goes through with the deal. They just... It's not Yaitse B'dayonim. Fine, let's see the Ramah. Zak the Ramah. Yesh Misha Kosev. Some say the Bezman Azeh, Matbeya Sholzov, Dinoi Kekesev. Even though Bezman Agamara, the only Matbeya Sholkesev, only silver currency was considered currency, but Bezmanenu, in times of the Ramah, Matbeya Sholzov is also Dinoi Kekesev. Belovin Zov Bezov, Vechenoeg in Lahakel, Veinlimkos Beyodom, Kiyesh Lem Amish Ismechu, it's a Trumas Hadeshin. Addresses this problem. He says that then they start to borrow a coin for a coin, even by gold coins, and he wants to know what the heter is. And it gives for shit in the heterim. The heter that we go with is, if you look, is in the shaks of Katan Dalet. He says, "Afilu man do isa bizman ashat, lahavos dinazov bidinazov," that they held that golden currency was considered peiris, and as it's subject to the Yisav Sa B'Sa, haynu mishom de bizmanim hoyamat be'a kesef toivim v'chashuvim. The Kesef had 2 miles over Zav. First of all, it was Kharifi, it was Oivel Aseichem more than Zav was. And second, the Kuda was, it was also Choshev. Kesef was Choshev. Umat Nechoshev Saiben, it only had a little impurities of Nechoshev in there that didn't count, so it was considered a Choshev, a coin. So therefore, they were Kaveya that silver currency is currency, and anything against silver currency is considered Peris. But now, but now the matbei is kesef ruben nechoshes. But now that silver currency is comprised of mostly nechoshes, so its currency is not so choshev. Like for sure today, right? All our coins today are have copper in there, right? So you see that it's not choshev. So then the golden currency, which we don't have today, but the golden currency has that mila that it's more choshev and it also has the same currency. So then at the times of Ramah, both things are considered currency. Sai silver, pashas sai zov. It means it's not a fuke silver. It's just to add on that not only is silver considered currency, but zov is also considered currency. Okay, I don't know a practical application to this halacha. All right, let's continue.
There are some golden coins going around, but they're different, like favorites.
Yeah, but I don't think correct. It's more a collector's item or something like that.
It's different like favorites.
Right. So the Gemara discusses then that Zov Lagabi Kesef is considered Peris Lagabi Kesef. It means Kesef is considered. That's what the Gemara discusses.
The same thing would be if a guy borrows Canadian dollars in Canada and makes up to pay back American dollars in Canada.
No, that goes back to Auschwitz. If he borrows Canadian dollars in Canada, so he's borrowing Matbeya. So that was considered currency.
Paying back in the United States of America.
So it's currency for currency. So you have its own dynamics. If it's currency, if we can peg a price then, you're paying me back later, you know, you can pay me back tomorrow in America. I know 100%, they all discuss it. There's nothing really clear about it. All as far as the hair.
You make up when you borrow the money, you make up that price. Well, what's wrong with that?
Is that considered a mechira? Are you selling a coin for a coin? It means in Canada, if a coin is, if Canadian money in Canada is coins, and you're asking to be paid back dollars, Not in Canada. Dafka in America, so it's coins. So you kaveya madbeya for madbeya, and then not madbeya shavet. They're two different types of madbeyas, right? So you have to know the madbeya that I'm being paid back. Is that madbeya worth more or not? Normally, the reason why sabasa is only in Nissan Paris and not on money is because money is currency, so it never goes up in price. But you're in Canada, b'shas tava in Canada, when you're looking from a Canadian perspective, money is considered Paris. So how do you know how much the money is going to be worth at the end of the day when you pay back? You can have SARS in, SARS have. I'm saying that's when you run into these problems of currency or investments. We had cases of overseas investments, you wire money, you have problems. You're going against foreign currency, which has a din of Paris, and if the investment doesn't go through and you want the payment back, what could you ask for as payment back? You might have a problem here of sa basa. If you want to be kaveh adomim on that foreign currency, and then everything is pegged to the foreign currency, that's fine. But if you don't do that, you might have a problem on the hands of sa basa. Alright. Zakra Mavaita. Yesh Mishaima. Tumuta Luvois. Kikar lechem bekikar lechem. This is what I was talking about early on in the night. Standard, your wife ran out of eggs, oil, whatever it is, flour. She's baking a cake. She has a recipe. She needs something, so she wants to borrow from a neighbor and gets paid back. A bottle of ketchup or whatever it is, or a bottle of milk. So, mutu luvos kikar lechem bekikar lechem kemat beish or kesef. Even though luchayr it should be subjected to the isurim of sov v'sov, a chiddush din, this is how Rashi and Tosfos touch up the Gemara. It's not even the Muskim that touch the Gemara, there are many Pshatim in the Gemara. But we go Lakula, since it's only Nisa Drabbanan, we are Noigin Lakula like this sheet touch of the Gemara. That these things are already Mut. Why? The Me'achad the Dovah Mu'atu, because they're small amounts, insignificant amounts, Lukavti b'nei Odom ad la'adodi b'deh. People are not makbid. When I borrow a container of milk and I pay back a container of milk, I'm not makbid whether the price of milk went up or not. Or the eggs, or the bagels. I borrowed three bagels, I'm paying back. We're not makbid on that. It's small items, small things. People don't care about it. They're not makbid. Oh, by you, when you borrow, it was 129, now it's 139, or vice versa. Pay me an extra 10 cents. We don't have those akpadis. And therefore, makli adodi, the reason why you're giving it has nothing to do with ahava. You're not giving the extra thing because he was so kind that he lent you this egg, so if you're paying back with a more chashuva valued egg. No, the reason why you're giving back egg is because you borrowed an egg, and it's worth more because you don't care, and it's insignificant, you know, makli adodi.
So what are these shiurim?
So let me discuss it. So, and it comes along the mother chen noigin lakal, that the minig is taka lakula like Rashi. So the svara over here is, let me explain, the svara over here is, for shino reason, Rashi Lamajan doesn't say this. Rashi says, b'chai gavnu lagozum. They weren't gozu on small amounts, so they b'chla weren't gozu. That's not the pshat that the Ramah is going. The Ramah used Taisa's pshat. The ma'ach the dava muru lekafti b'nei odin la'adodi. So Taisa says as far as that they're not makbid, and therefore when they pay it, they're not paying it machmas dava. We all know that the reason why they're paying this has nothing to do with dava. It's a zaitika payment, it's a umdiduna mukhak, it has nothing to do with dava, and therefore it's not even subject to ribbit rabbanan. We don't even, it doesn't smell, it's no smack of a tesefis payment because of dava. So now it's gonna, let me just explain a little bit, we'll discuss a few cases. So it comes out like this, that not only are you allowed to structure the deal, I mean, there's no issa out of the borrowing itself to make these terms, but you actually, there's no issa of paying back as well. You are allowed to pay back that egg or that challah, even if at the time you pay it back, there was a shortage of wheat and the price of challah went up. That means they weren't makbid, they weren't goyza, sai on the hava, sai on the parai. This deal is muta. And because of lekapti adodi, the reason why you're giving it is not because of the hava. So based on this, let's extend it, that not only that, if you lend me a bagel, and the bagel is 2.6 inches diameter, and I'm giving you back a bagel that happens to be 2.7 inches diameter, or vice versa, no two bagels are alike, so therefore also, I'm borrowing a bagel, I'm paying back a bagel. We don't have to weigh the bagel when I borrow it, then when I give it back, to make sure I didn't give you a mashu more on the bagel. Again, it's lekapti ahadadi, so say on the value of it, say on the chepetz, etzim chepetz itself, it sounds like it's mut. I'm allowed to borrow a kikalakim and give you back a kikalakim, even though we know it's impossible that the two are the same. But the mashmoyis is, contrary to popular beliefs, the mashmoyis is that this whole Heta, this whole exclusion to the rule, was for an issa of sabasa. When you have normally an issa of sabasa, that even if it's the same amount, but we have a potential problem that it's worth more. But what happens if you have a case that it's not sobisa, it's sob is the same. You're borrowing us, I'm giving back two sides. I'll give you a mushroom. I borrowed from you a bag of flour. When you gave it to me, it wasn't a full bag of flour. It was three quarters full. When I'm going to give you back, I'm not going to be cheap. I'm going to open up the bag, take out a quarter, and try to give you back punk to three quarters of a bag of flour. It looks cheap. I won't do it. I'm going to just give you back a whole bag of flour. I borrow a container of milk. It wasn't filled to the top. I give you back a container of milk, right? So there, I'm borrowing only three quarters, and I'm paying back something more than I'm paying back a full amount. There, that's not sob is sob. That's sob is sasayim. That I'm giving you actually more amount than what I borrowed. And it's not, don't tell me it's kika for kika, something that is insignificant, it's bagel for bagel. It's not. I borrowed three quarters of a container, I'm giving back a full container. If I borrow, let's say I need a dozen eggs, and your kid comes home with a package of a dozen eggs, but there are two eggs missing, so you got really only 10 eggs. So you're going to be cheap, you're going to send back the dozen eggs and take two eggs out, you just give back the dozen eggs, right? That is a problem. That's sub is the same. That we don't find anywhere a heta because it's insignificant. The davamud who look after hadadi. That we never found a heta. And the achronim today are really busy with this. Is this mutter? Is this not mutter? I mean, they're trying to push that it's mutter because, I guess, of meisim b'chol yoyim. But a clear heta they zikha don't have. If anything, the amish meis, I believe, have said b'chumis that this is actually awesome. That this whole heta is only heta for sob is sob. It wasn't a heta to give back more than you actually borrowed. Unless it's just yeshu latamsim. Unless we call it a sob is sob because it's a bagel for bagel. So it's still the same thing. It's the same thing, it's a bagel for bagel. But borrowing three quarters of a container of milk and giving back a full milk, that we don't find a clear heta. So I'm not going to go out and tell you that it's also, but I could tell you that at least there's no clear heta to such a thing. And therefore, Hashem, I believe, you should try to stay away. I don't want to say it's also because I don't want to cause a rash, but I can tell you that definitely lechatchila would be wise, if you want to stay out of any potential list, it would be wise not to get into this problem and make sure. Now, in Eitz Tevi Kamash, we learned that you shouldn't have all these problems altogether. Besides that, you might have other things that we're going to see throughout the siman tonight, which makes it smut anyway. Just make up with your neighbor, lechatchila, when you're going on with your, hopefully you're going to have good terms with your neighbors, and you're going to borrow one day, and she's going to borrow the next day, and goes back and forth. Hopefully it's a mutual type of relationship. Just make up with her. When you take eggs from me, you don't have to pay me back at all. And when I take oil from you, I don't have to pay you back at all. I've had that, I'm going to try, and you could try, but you should know it's not over. You don't have to pay me back. I don't have to pay you back. So we're making up the chatchila one time for all that is not a hava. It's a matana going one way, a matana going back the other way. If you want to give me back the eggs, it's fine. You want to give me back more eggs, you want to give me back another matana, it's also fine. Have no problem. It's not a problem of ketutzin. I'm being masked to have one matana. I'm not fahakseh. No. You don't have to give me back anything. I don't have to give you back anything. And that stays away from all these problems. It's a good thing. And hopefully no one will take advantage of the other person and just keep on borrowing and never lending. But if you have this type of relationship, it's pretty good. And if you talk, it doesn't work out, you always curb the relationship at that point. But till then, it should work out.
You can also always, when you return, you say, erit samatonet. Why can't you do that?
But good, but it's ribbit, but if I borrow a dollar from you and I say, look, you know what? I'll borrow 95 cents from you. And I come time for and I say, hey, I have a dollar, I don't have change. You know what? The rest is a matana.
That's
avek ribbit.
Over here
is a saw. So I'm giving you back more. I borrowed a saw and I'm paying back with society.
I'm not marked on the rest. If you tell me, I'm not marked on the rest. You try to not marked on the loop of milk in the car.
I don't know. If you tell me three quarters full and this is also three quarters, which is the actual time, say, that I have no problem with because that's a kika for kika. But if you borrow clearly, it was nika, everyone knows it wasn't a full milk, and you're giving back a full milk, that's nika, that is a problem. That is a tesefa. I shouldn't say tesefa. That's nika, it's a tesefa.
Yeah.
No, the chazal mi'ikara, it's not just that they made a gzeira just. We sort of repealed the gzeira. No, we don't have a davar shebe minim. We're not gadol from Chazal. Lechatchila, when Chazal made the issa, they had the same neighbor relationship, and they knew of this problem. And when they made the issa, they lechatchila were never kavei the issa on neighbors, on friends who borrow a son, give back a son. This insignificant amount, they never were goy lechatchila because the davar mood looked after bnei adam. But once they made the gzera, just to say, I'm not makbid, when you're giving otisav, you're giving something extra. Well, you know, you're not makbid. We find by sabasa, they never made the gzera. But sabasa saim is also, that's ribbit.
They had to talk about a bagel that was 2 inches or a bagel that was 2.5 inches, and they decided to look after that.
Gradi should know they weren't even talking about that so much. Think of what they were talking about is the issa sabasa that it might go up. It just, may obey is mavua that, wait a second, no two bagels are alike, no two kikrim are alike. So Akoka, you see in there implicit that there's no gzeir on that either, because that's a bagel for bagel. It has the same gemara. B'nei Kabura Makpinu says that. Correct, that's what they want to make. I'm saying, but that wasn't the Ikavada Gemara. The Ikavada Gemara is the gemara before that says, Lovin Stam and Purin Stam. But from that next Gemara, the Medayik, that you see that even though you give more amount, but that's only because of a Hakpada. I mean, you have people who are, I mean, Tzum Tzum Dika mentioned, and if I borrow 3/4 of a milk and you're giving back only 2/3 of a milk, I'm going to shecht you. So those people have a problem now because they're going to get more. They get, you know, instead of 3/4 of a milk, they get 80% of a carton. There's going to be a problem going the other way. So that's, if they're makbid, you have a ribbit, but we don't go with hello. We are not makbid, right? We hold that to the lo kap the inch v'chaygan, they were a lo gaza, even though maybe hateva anushi is to be makbid, but so small amounts we let go through, and they were never made the gzera. But you tell me you have significant amounts, which is clear to everyone, that it's more. It was 3/4 to a whole container, that at least we don't find any heta. You want to tell me to sushtel? Yeah, I'm not going to tell you it's awesome.
Even according to Hill, you see, it's only Ben Makfidin. If it's real, live Makfidin, then that's fine. But you don't have to go to your neighbor and make up, you don't own back.
All right.
The whole board here is the Akpod. Because if it's also, it's also.
The vod here is they're not allowed to pay back more. Here, I'm telling you, here the vod was saw by saw.
They're paying up more.
They're not paying up more. How do they pay more?
They lend me a bagel that was 2 inches, and I lend you back an eight. They give you back an eight bagel that's 2.25 inches.
I don't know. It's the same thing as when you tell everyone, I borrowed a bagel and I paid back a bagel. It's the same thing. Right, you're talking, right? When you go to the store, it's basically the same thing. People aren't makbid. There are certain people who are makbid, but with their account, people are not makbid. It's not a problem. But you tell me that you're buying 3/4 of a milk and you're paying back a full milk, it's clear that you're paying back more. So why are you not makbid? It could be it's embarrassment. Could be it's because the guy was so nice to you, he talked to lend you a milk, so you're going to just give it to him. Right, so then that itself would be a ribbis issue because you're giving them because he was so nice that he lent you the milk. Look, I'm telling you that I don't have a klora heta. You want to say it's more to have a
larger, it's extra larger.
Gradi here, it's only me and Shai. Gradi here in Lakewood, it's punk faket. Here in Lakewood, for some reason, Dalek Akim Beremiza, but one size egg, not the largest egg, costs more than the largest size egg. And certain cheeses, which are not the grade H, you know, certain type of cheeses, cost more than the grade H. And that's kakava, it's a maizim. Yes, so someone wants to know, if you borrow one, could you pay back with the other, because it's worth more? That's a Lakewood type of a shalom.
Yeah, what happens if you would say, you know what, I know I'm giving you back more, you owe it to me. Now you owe me 1/4 of a bottle of milk. I just don't want to go to the bother of dividing it up now. You owe it to me. We're neighbors, you know, it'll come back.
Okay, fine. That's very good.
Same thing as
me. My age is, I think, even better. Make up one time with the neighbor. The first time she comes to borrow, you're not borrowing, you don't have to pay me back. This is our relationship. Look, I don't have to pay you back. Of course, it would be nice if we both pay each other back, but no one has to pay. It's not a halva. Once it's not a halva, you're fine.
The quality will be affected by this also.
How much,
Sean? The quality of those products.
Let's even say, you have milk that's expired tomorrow, and you have to go give you fresh milk from the store. It's going to be good for a week from now. Right? Even eggs, forget about your emotional. I buy medium, you buy large, right? A potato. You imagine the potato, how big the potato is?
No, that I'm telling you, potato, I think it could be like a kika for kika. Three potatoes for three potatoes.
Small potatoes.
Oh, my pishito, what, there are large potatoes as well? Yeah. If you're giving back.
Everything has a size.
So if you give back a better product or more product, that's a very sabis asayim. And that I'm saying, I don't see, from this sif, I don't see a clear heta. Kavit mota, I don't see a clear heta. I know the achronim are busy trying to make a heta, but I didn't see it yet. Vada heta, that's what I can say.
Anyways,
no, I'm not. The Makbid to get the 59.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they wouldn't pay it, right? They would pay on it.
So, to then say with Peshas from somebody to be paying, hey, I'm not Makbid. Might be the difference to the person.
Oh, yeah. But that's Mamish when it has two different prices. That's what you're talking about. Right. I mean, the same Marshall, when a person goes to the store and it's only, let's assume that it's not tampered with, it's not contaminated, it's only 3/4 of a container of milk. Or let's say, stop, I have a choice, I can get a liter or a gallon or whatever, a quarter and a half, 2 quarts. I pay more for the extra quart, right? So you see that when you're in the store, you're Makbid, that's your raya, that you see that ruin. So why, how can you not Makbid when you borrow from your neighbor?
It's just like I'm not Makbid if he lent me 95 cents, I'm giving him back $1
for bets, and that's your business. But why, what did he say, what's the psychological?
I don't care.
You don't care, why not? But in the store you do care.
Good friend, good neighbor.
Because they're good friends, you don't care, you're giving matana because they're your friend. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. Fine. Oh yeah. The mitzvah is most of the time. I can't say most of the time, but very often you can have a heta of yeshlei anyway. For example, let's take the case of the eggs. She ran out. She needs 7 eggs for this challah, and she only has 5. She has yeshlei. She already has 5 eggs. Better yet, she only has 1 egg. We're going to learn that yeshlei is a heta as long as you have something. So if you have 1 egg, you're already going to have the heta. So most of the time, you'll have other hetayim. It might be yotzai shai. You can have other hetayim in the siman. But the yisoid, you want to know in the yisoid adava, you're going to have an issue to contend with in normal sabasa. Now, our problem of sabbath society, our problem of giving back more milk, that yeshlei is not a heta, and yotashah is not a heta, all these things are on a heta. So if you're taka dealing with the neighbor, that you're taka giving back more, if you don't make up the chachila, you may have a problem of this. Okay, I tell you. I'll say, but tell you, Shema. Now, going back to our currency price as well, that will be a pasha to heta. Let's say a guy is going to Eretz Yisrael, right? And he has some shkalim, but he needs more shkalim. So that we're going to have a heta of yeshlei. As long as you have some, you won't have this issue of sah b'sah. What I said before, currency is only promise, because the guy has no shkalim or no Canadian dollars, and he's buying from his van to be paid back at a later date. That's going to be a problem. But stam b'sah, we're not going to have a problem if you already have even a mikzas, which we're going to see in Yat Hashem in the next sif. Right, Yat Hashar. Okay, we're going to discuss about the shah that's necessary for sah b'sah. We'll have to address it. What you're talking about is by Peiskin, that we pass on like the Ramah, that even shah shal yaris. It's fine. Well, Yat Hashem, we're going to get to it. All right? Fine.
Where is this Dabar Mu'ed? What is the gathering? You know, sometimes I go I borrow, you know, a larger amount, you know what I mean?
What? How much you ran out? So you borrowed 6 containers of juice?
10 bottles.
10 bottles? How do you run out and need 10 bottles? Take a bottle and... Yeah, okay, but I'll tell you, the Lushan, well, you made a party and you didn't realize. All of a sudden, you had a fabric. Okay. A bottle of schnapps, the value that it's an item. You're talking about many items, but yeah, I believe that there's no difference, because it says even Lushan is kikris. As long as it's what we call petty borrowing, neighboring borrowing, I don't think it's a problem, even if it's you're borrowing more than one kikar. You're borrowing 10 bottles of Pepsi to be paid back with 10 bottles of Pepsi later on. I don't think you can have a problem. Let's say it's Pepsi Marshall, right? So now they decided to now shrink the bottles. And now they have what is called 1.5...
Coke shrinks.
Coke shrinks, Pepsi then?
Right.
I'm sorry. Coke shrinks, okay, very good. So Coke shrinks, you borrowed 1.5 liters they are? Okay, so you borrowed 5... Coke 1.5 liters, and you're going to pay back with 5 2-liters of Pepsi. And let's assume Pepsi and Coke are the same thing, but you're paying back with more amount. Again, this is sah b'sah. I don't think you have this heta of this sif. At least I don't have a right to this.
What do you put on them? I call the number of bottles. You add up the 1.5 times whatever it is.
Okay, you mean you buy 4 1.5, so it comes out to be 3 2-liters.
Yeah,
okay, very good. Very good. So it means that people are
Makbid. They charge the same amount of money.
Yeah, they cost the same
amount. Do they?
That's the problem.
No.
They charge a little less, but it's more per ounce. That's how they did it. They charge less than a bigger bottle.
All right. Marketing technique.
They didn't raise the price of Coke. They wanted to make more money.
Yeah.
100%. So they deliver less.
Convenience, what they mark as convenience, to make more money. That's what they did.
Yeah, no, it is more per ounce.
The real price, you want to buy it off the shelf, no sale, $1.19 for 1.5 liter. You want to buy a Pepsi, the real price,
$1.29.30. Right, that's the big difference. That's why I said it's more per ounce.
All right. Now let me mention, we're not going to have enough time for the next F. Let me mention two nekudas. One nekuda is, if you look in the Piskei Teshuva Sif Katan Gimel, going back in the last case of the Machaber, the Machaber's case was the guy blew it, he lo asay odomim, and he has no het of this simin, and so the halacha is, vinnis Yaakov, it went up in price, he only gives him the value that it was at the time he borrowed. If it went down, he gives the saw, because that was the deal. The deal was saw b'saw. So Zakta Beis Ephraim, look at Piskei Teshuva Gimel, I'm Betruvus Beis Ephraim, Shom Sheerech Lechiek, the Dafka Chitim Hu Dunaitel. Havel Asa Litan Loi Domim Shai Yeshava B'Sha Tava, Rak Behukra, Ava Behuz Loi. If in this case, where you made a deal, a regular deal of Saba Sa, so you blew it, you didn't say O Domim, and it went down in price, so your Chiv to give back is only the depreciated saw. If you're going to give back now the money that you borrowed, b'shas havo, even though I borrowed a dollar, I'm giving back a dollar, that's also, because what you borrowed was the saw of payers. Rather, they were worth a dollar. So to pay back a saw of payers worth more than a dollar, that's chazal have a problem with, because it looks bad, because it went up in price, depending on the Rishitas we're showing, like we discussed in Nagdoma. But if it went down, your chiv is only to give back the smaller valued, or the cheaper valued saw. It's the same saw, but cheaper value. If you're going to give back the dollar, even though it was a dollar for a dollar, you have a ribbit issue. Because you're paying back more than you're mechuyev to pay back. I'll see how well. Davamud is only like the case of Kikris. Davamud is not, because we're talking about small amounts of... Davamud means... I lent you a potato and you're giving me back a potato. The potato went down and now you want to give me the dollar? No, the Piskei Teshuva is talking about when you have a normal Issa Saw B'Saw and the guy blew it, so then to pay back Domim is more than what you're mechuyev to do. He's talking about a case where Chazal weren't goyzer, it was Kikris for Kikris, whatever, they weren't goyzer, B'chai Governor, they weren't goyzer, do you have a right to pay back the dollar? I have to think about that. I have to start on the Kanakan, it might be totally on the Rishayna. I have to think about that.
Giving a dollar bill, not just...
You're giving a dollar bill, and all you borrowed was a saw of payers, which was worth a dollar. You still have an issa, even though it's a dollar for a dollar. At the end, you didn't give more, but Teretz says you did give more, because you borrowed a saw, so your chiv is only to give back a saw, and if the saw right now is only worth 80 cents, you give back a dollar, you have a problem on your hand. No.
It says,
"V'mhuzel u'neisel la'yasah shalveo." That means, so you want to know, do you have to give back only the saw, or you only mechuyev to give back the saw? It means, when you aseo domim, then you mechuyev to give me back that dollar, whether it goes up in price, down in price, you owe me a dollar. I lent you a dollar worth of peris, you owe me a dollar back. But if I didn't aseo domim, I blew it, so if it goes up, I'm limited to a dollar. If it goes down, then all I have to give you back is the saw chitin. It's true, that's all you have to give me back. But could you give me back the dollar? Maybe one could argue. Why? Because all you did is borrow a dollar, you paid back a dollar, so you never owe this a ribbit. You never paid more than what you got. Kamash Malan, no, you did. Because since you borrowed a saw, so Yechiv is only giving back a saw, so giving a dollar is worth more. One final halacha, which is very vexed, which really we'll discuss next week, it could be, we'll see, have to see at Taz, but could be this entire sif, which is a problem, is only if I make up with you saw b'saw. Here's a pound of apples, here's 3 eggs, pay me back 3 eggs. But if I tell you, here's 3 eggs, and it's even understood you got to pay me back, could be it's not a problem b'shas the ketzitza. You'll have a problem later on if the eggs went up. That's a different problem of ribis mucheres. But the ketzitza dika itza, what we have in our sif, could be it's only if you make up saw b'saw. So it's implicit in that is that even if the saw goes up, you got to give me a saw, even a more valuable saw, so that's it's a ketzitza. So Chazal asked that ketzitza. But if I lend you a saw, maybe we could establish or assume that when I lend you a saw, stam, what I mean is, if it's only worth a dollar, pay me back the saw. If a taka goes up in price, then give me a dollar's worth of that value. It means if the eggs go up in price, so don't pay me back 3 eggs, give me 2 eggs. That's also fine. Don't pay me back 6 bottles of Pepsi, give me back only 5 bottles. Could be min hastam, I'm always allowed to be toila, that's really your intention anyway. You only want a het tzedakah payment back. And this would only be if it's luvois sa'ah b'saw, which we run out of time. We'll have to discuss it next week.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.